This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 4th. God's word to you today is unity. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4 verses 2 to 3 and it says, "Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourself united in spirit, binding yourself together with peace." Yesterday, we looked at two of the three predominant themes in Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed for protection. Jesus prayed for glory. And thirdly, for unity. Jesus prayed for unity. John 17 verses 21 and 23 says, "I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me." The unity of Christians is important to Jesus. I know it is said in some churches that you can only marry from that church. This is wrong. If you bring a wife or a husband from outside, even if they conduct the wedding, they will make your life miserable. Jesus prayed that we will be one. So I am praying that a time will come that the church will be one, when we are not concerned about glory and not concerned about our own kingdom. A time when we are not concerned about our own turf. People are just so egoistic. It is unbelievable. But I am confident that Jesus' prayer will be answered. I was having a meeting with my colleagues some time ago, and one of them said that in the time of Jesus, miracles were what brought people to God. Then they hear the word of God and become saved. But these days, miracles have become so adulterated. People are even arranging miracles. So people do not even know the ones that are legitimate, such that even when God does a legitimate miracle, there is still doubt in people's hearts, so it does not command as much power as it used to, and that is the truth. So the question is, what are we going to do in our time? Jesus says in John 17 verse 23, "I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me." Jesus is saying, when the church is united, the community will know that these are Jesus' people. Let's start with the local church. When a local church is united, when there is no division, everyone around us will know that these are Jesus' people. Then when churches are united, Jesus says that there will be a huge statement that we belong to him. Unity is so unbelievably crucial. There are so many things that affect unity in the church. For example, gossip. Nothing tears apart a community faster than gossip. That is why in God's Favorite House, we have a zero tolerance for gossip. We do not gossip. We shoot it down with a bazooka, sort of like killing a fly with a double-barrel gun. That is how we respond to people that gossip. When people hear that pastor has said that they have been the source of gossip, they just disappear from church. I say bye-bye because if I catch you, you do not have time to be poking your nose in other people's affairs. Mind your business. Focus on God. You are in church to worship God. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the Church of Jesus Christ will experience perfect unity. This unity will be a witness for Christ, and the world will be drawn to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.